Usual blue light are replaced now by a deep green. Now coming out of the center of the sky, the shadowy green coloring is separating, and Michael is coming forward.
Oh.
Michael has the balance in his right hand, the golden balance, and in his left hand is a very long sword, pointed, sharply pointed on the end. Michael is pointing the sword downwards.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Hasten, hearken, and listen to the words of warning to a generation that has become perverse, degraded, and abominations committed to offend your God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among
men. Injustice and for penance there will be visited upon your earth great trials.
Blessed art thou among
men. Droughts, famine, rotting crops.
Glory be to the Father and
hurricanes,
the Holy Ghost.
Disturbances of nature increasing in volume, spreading throughout your world. There will be eruptions and manifestations that shall bring terror to the hearts of many in places that have never seen nor heard of such volume of sound and fierce
the first
eruptions of the earth.
Heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Be ye warned that houses will blow in the wind and skin will dry up and blow off the bone. As if it had never been. Eyes will see and still not believe. So hardened are the hearts of mankind.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And
the warnings, the numerous warnings that have been given to mankind.
Hail Mary,
have gone by unnoticed, and man continues upon his road to his own destruction. Sins of the flesh have multiplied, and many souls are falling fast into the abyss. Their eternal reward being damnation in hell. It's growing very dark now about Michael. He's receding. He's going backwards high up into the sky. He's floating. He's not walking. It's as though he's carried on the wind into the sky. The booming of his voice is still ringing in my head. It's a tremendous sound, but were I not closer to Our Lady, I should fall forward and faint with fright.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
Our Lady now is coming forward from our right side, just above the statue. Our Lady is dressed in a beautiful white gown. Her mantle is a pure white with a gold trim all about the outside.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
About her waist is a braided, a golden braided cord like a sash. And our lady has her large rosary hanging from the sash at her right side. Our lady is placing her fingers to her lips. My child, all who follow the road to the light must carry the cross. The greatest suffering that can be entered into your heart is to know of the fall of a friend. Pray, my child, a constant vigilance of prayer, for no man can be free from the attacks of Satan while he is upon your earth. Pray much that you and others shall not fall into his web of evil. I repeat, no man is free from these attacks until he comes over the veil.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You must, my child, go forward with your mission without fear. Remember, you must always have a witness or two to attest to a wrongdoing, and you will pray a constant vigilance for the wrongdoer.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The Eternal Father is always the final judge.
Hail Mary.
We do not condone a wrong, my child, but the Eternal Father shall always be the final judge. In the eternal city of Rome, my child, the message has been received, and there are skeptics, and there are those who mock. Only too well will they know the truth, and there will be tears of great sorrow shed.
Hail Mary, full of
your Holy Father, Pope Paul VI, is carrying his cross with great dignity. His strength is waning.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
He has accepted a living martyrdom. Pray for him, my children. There are many traitors about him. There are only a few who have remained true. As this battle with the agents of 666 continues, out of fear and lack of the light, many shall fall into the web of the octopus. The secret societies, my children, are gaining fast advocates to undermine and subvert my son's church. It will appear, my children, that Satan has gained a great ground, but know that his time is growing short. It is sad, my children. I cannot explain to you fully the ways of the Eternal Father. Much must he remain a hidden secret to you until you come over the veil.
The third joyful mystery.
Your country, the United States of America, and many other countries of the world are being deceived. While they go forward seeking peace, the enemies of your God and your country are fast preparing to attack.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Pray a constant vigilance of prayer and recognize the faces of evil about you. Pray for the leaders of your country, my children. You hold the balance for the faith of your country. Many graces shall be given in the days ahead. It will startle and puzzle the scientific world, the many manifestations that shall be given to mankind. It is in this manner that the Eternal Father shall seek to gather many of the straying sheep. The pastors have fallen asleep. Many have succumbed to the errors of modernism and humanism. Pray for them, my children, that they will come out of their slumber before it is too late. Parents, you must guard, safeguard your children's souls. You must indoctrinate into their being the knowledge of your God and the existence of the supernatural and the eventual exit from your world and the coming across into the realm of the supernatural in the spirit. You must give your children the knowledge of the existence of hell, purgatory, and the eternal kingdom of heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The world has become a cesspool of sin and error. No country has escaped the contamination. America, the beautiful, has succumbed to the evils. The morality of the young has fallen to the evils created by the masters of deceit. My children, I travel throughout the world as your mother. I come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. I plead with you as your mother to listen to my words of direction and caution. The time is growing short. Your hovers far out in your universe, the ball of redemption. This ball shall be guided by the Eternal Father to bring mankind to its knees, my children. Oh, my. A lady is pointing up to the sky, and I can see a tremendously large ball of fire. It's beyond description. It's the most frightening thing I've ever seen. And it's going through the air at a very fast speed. And I can see over on the right side of the sky an outline of the earth. And the ball is heading for the earth. And it's striking. The tail is setting fire to the side I can see here of the earth. The tail has intersected the earth, and the ball is now circling the earth. Oh. Now it's going very dark. I can feel the great heat. My child,
Hail Mary,
this is your near future. This is the chastisement that shall be set upon mankind. The 6 days of suffering are not for you, my child.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Do not be afeard of the many sights the Eternal Father has allowed for you to record, my child, for mankind? It is for the benefit of their souls. It is part of the cleansing that has been deemed necessary by the Eternal Father. It will bring about the separation of the sheep from the goats. The eternal city of Rome shall go through a great crisis. Blood shall flow in the streets. The clergy shall meet with great oppression. Oh, my children, I cry bitter tears of anguish. In the past, many warnings have been given through voice boxes throughout your world, my children. Many of your saints were given the sight to see. There is a great price for the ability, my child, to see. For beneath every rose is a very heavy cross, my child. You will be joined by Teresa, my child. You have another mission to accomplish.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I caution you anew, you will allow no one within your home, only those who are a close association and arm of your mission. No stranger must enter your home, be it man, woman, or child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
You will accept no food or drink upon the vigil grounds.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Understand, my children, that all directions from heaven are conditional to your response. The Eternal Father does not wish to set this misery upon his children. The Eternal Father is most merciful. My son's hand is heavy, and I stand beside you always, my children, pleading for your cause, pleading for your benefit, and pleading for your acceptance of this message from heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Believe me, my children, when I tell you that only a few shall be saved in the final count.
Hail Mary.
Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your clergy, your bishops, your cardinals, all the leaders of your world's governments.
Hail Mary.
Chaos, destruction, confusion, lies, all manner of evil has been set loose upon your earth. No family shall escape a measure of suffering brought about by the agents of 666. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed in these desperate days. Our lady now is raising her rosary, and she's placing her beautiful golden crucifix in front of her like this, and making a sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you, all my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you through my Son and in the Spirit. Cures and conversions, cures of the body, and cures of the soul. Ask my children, and you shall receive, for graces are being given in abundance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Continue, my child, with your prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
My God, I believe,
I adore,
do not concern yourself, my child, anymore with other
who do not believe
questionable activities throughout your world. I assure you, my child, you have all you can do to accomplish your own mission. No evil shall ever be triumphant. Pray for all men of sin, my children and my child.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God. The Father Almighty, from thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Ghost,
our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
It would be best for your peace of spirit, my child, if you do not enter into correspondence on that matter.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
There's a tremendous white cross forming in the sky. It covers the whole sky. Now the cross is turning a cast of blue. It's not an ominous looking cross. It seems like a minor trial. Just a minor trial for the present. In the future, my child, you will be extended the grace to be given the names of the guardian angels. It will be a solace and great strength to many.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will.
Our Lady is backing up. She's floating. She's not walking. She's just backing up into the sky. Beautiful. The light is glowing. It's fanning out from Our Lady's cape. It was a beautiful white light. It's like looking through crystal. It's beautiful.
The Lord is with me.
And Michael is over on the right side, and I see above Our Lady many figures of young angels. They look like they don't have, there's no way to describe it. They don't have bodies, but they have long robes and the outlines of heads, but I can't see any faces. But they have upon their heads garlands of roses, very small roses, and their gowns are all the colors of the rainbow. It's beautiful. And they make a circlet all above Our Lady, behind her, but it's like a ring, a half ring all about Our Lady. Very beautiful. And the sky now is radiating colors behind Our Lady and the angels. All the colors of the rainbow, yellows, reds, pinks, blues, but they're mixed in a way I have never seen except on the photographs. Beautiful.
Women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners. Our Lady now is taking her crucifix and her rosary, and she's kissing the crucifix like this.
Blessed art thou.
And Our Lady is nodding now. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. My child, you will read your photographs carefully.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Our Lady is backing up now. It's the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. It appears that Our Lady is going right into the center of the rainbow. It's radiating colors as Our Lady is backing up now, and she's standing there. I can see her now very clearly. She's smiling. And Our Lady now is touching her lips and her eyes. Oh, that means to read the photographs. The light about the trees is becoming very bright. The sky was dark, but it's becoming a hazy gray. It's very difficult to explain. Our Lady is coming forward from behind the tree, and St. Michael is following her. And over on Our Lady's right, that would be directly a little above Our Lady's statue. The sky is opening up. It's like the darkness is being pushed back, and Jesus is coming forward. He has on a cream-colored long gown, very long. Jesus' feet are bare. I can see the wounds now of Jesus coming forward. I can see very clearly the wounds on his instep. And Jesus has a burgundy robe about his shoulders, but he's shifting them over now onto his left arm. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming over now. She's going behind Jesus, and she's standing on his right side. Our Lady just comes about a little above Our Lady, Jesus' shoulder. Now Jesus is touching his lips. That means to listen. My children, how light of heart I would be if I could come to you with words of comfort and cheer. I cannot speak with fallacy or deception. Therefore, I must give to you a fact. And this fact cannot be colored with the light, for this fact is that man has set himself upon a road of destruction. He is going faster and faster to his own destruction. Weapons are being made now to engage the world into a great conflict. The forces of evil that now enshroud your world are gathering momentum to bring about a war, a conflagration that will engulf the whole world. I bring you hope in one fact, my children, and that is that the ultimate victory shall be with heaven. All that transpires now and in the near future shall be allowed, I say allowed, by the Eternal Father for your cleansing. There are many errors set upon mankind by those who have the rule, by those in command of souls. All clergy must now do an about face and take inventory on their own souls before they can go forward in the light and gather the sheep that up to now, my children, have been scattered. My church is becoming fast the meeting place of all heretics. My church, my house upon earth, is being defiled. Young souls are being sent out into the world to meet with all manner of evil and contamination. And what of our leaders? Parents, do not depend on your leaders. You must, as parents now, assume full responsibility for the salvation of your children's souls. There will be much woe and gnashing of teeth set upon the world by the evil one. The forces of 666 are gathered for the final battle with mankind. All hell now is loosed upon earth. Recognize the signs of your times and do not be caught asleep, my pastors. Measure for measure shall you make an account to the Eternal Father for your laxity, your permissiveness, and your sin. We look upon our clergy and are much too stressed to find you wanting. Shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? Amen, I say to you. I shall turn you away. I shall spit you out into the fires as you have joined the venom. In the eternal city of Rome, I watch the gathering of the vultures. All bishops will now come forward and affirm their faith now. You are following like sheep to the slaughter. You are bringing division in my house. A house divided shall not stand. It shall fall. your foundation. The foundation is solid, but the walls are crumbling, and what are you doing about it? You are reconstructing these walls. They are becoming an edifice of man, not of your God. Do you, in your human nature, feel, in your arrogance, that you will be commended for your acts of treason to your vicar? No! You stand on the threshold of your own condemnation. You shall not bring about a division in my house from the blood of your vicar. O you of little faith, what manner of falsehood and false teachings are you bringing into my house? I will set upon you a sword. I shall send upon you the reaper to cut down the harvest and separate the chaff from the kernels. The foundation of your faith has been given in simplicity to you, and you, O man of little faith, have sought a change that has scattered our sheep and destroyed souls. Shall I commend you for this? No! I say unto you, you shall receive the sword. My little ones, and I say, in fact, my little ones, who are of humble heart and spirit, who seek not the pleasures and gain of worldliness, my little ones, I comfort you with the knowledge that you will receive the keys to the kingdom. Be not discouraged in this world of darkness, my children. Go forward with my mother. Her direction is true to you. You may not understand all that is being given, but accept this with confidence, for when the time is right, all will be made known to you. Many miracles and cures of the body and cures of the spirit shall be given. Much shall be rejected, for so deep is the evil. This evil has penetrated far into the very heart of my house. You must now turn back and restore my house. I, your God, give you this command for the salvation of your own soul. The eternal city of Rome shall pass through a great conflagration. Discipline must be restored. Obedience Yes, but true obedience to their God and not to the laws of man. Much evil is being condoned, disguised under the guise of obedience. Let us, my children, call this a false obedience, clouded by errors and Satanism. Unless you accept me as your host, you cannot escape falling into the darkness. I carry the light, and I pass this light on to you as your God. No man shall fall into the abyss unless he does this of his own accord and will. But I assure you, my children, my sufferings and my death upon your earth opened the gates of heaven to all mankind, but all do not enter, all cannot enter, unless they believe and accept the rule. Do not cast aside the knowledge of the supernatural. Do not reject the existence of hell, purgatory, for many shall go there, unless, and I say unless, my children, they awaken and restore the very nature of their souls to the light. Jesus is moving over. He's floating. He hasn't turned around, but he's gliding over to our left side, directly over the Michael banner, and he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is pausing just directly over her statue. She's holding she's holding her rosary in her right hand, and in her left hand there's a very large brown scapula. And Michael now is coming up just behind Our Lady, and he's holding a sword and the balance, but the balance is very uneven. It's got black ingots or something on the scale, and it's balanced very heavily to the left. That is not a good sign. Now Jesus is coming directly over, and she's joining Our Lady directly over a statue, and he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's getting a little windy because Our Lady's now gown is blowing. I can see her slippers. Our Lady has on sandals. They are light colors. They're almost like leather, almost like thongs under feet. And now Jesus is passed in front of Our Lady and bending over and making the sign of the cross. He's directly over the short tree by the banner. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you, all of my children, as the Father blesses you in the Spirit. And we send among you the Paraclete to protect you and enlighten you in the days ahead. Continue now with your prayers of atonement and acts of sacrifice. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
What?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.